Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. The Almighty God will favor you. The King of Kings will lay his hand upon you. The mercy of God shall not depart from your life. The beauty of God will cover you and your family in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, this is I Voted prayer program if you are joining us for the first time. And this program is a midnight program. And I know that as you pray and as you commit your way and your deed into the hands of the Lord, the power of heaven will come into attention and situation will change for good in your life in Jesus' name. I pray for somebody that is hearing me now, that the power of God will change your story. Every finger of darkness working against your star shall be roasted by fire. Powers that gather together at your root to disgrace you shall be exposed and be paralyzed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every voice of the wicked directed against your star, that voice shall be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. This month, you shall be favored. This month, destiny helpers shall remember you. This month, the book of remembrance shall be opened unto you by the Lord. This month, you shall be enlarged. This month, your cause shall be wider than before. This month, the Lord will lift up your hands and you will move higher with a greater speed. This month, you will be blessed with financial surplus. This month, your business shall be favored. This month, your good dream shall be realized. This month, the voice of the enemy over your life shall be shut up forever in the name of Jesus Christ. If the enemy had achieved success in your life, I terminate that success today in the name of Jesus Christ. Every conspiracy in the kingdom of darkness against your glorious destiny, that conspiracy shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to appreciate the Lord and worship the Lord for making it possible for you to see the fifth day of the month of March, year 2022. Just appreciate Him. Just bless His name. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. There are seven destiny changing prayers that I want you to pray. Each of these prayers should be mastered and pray well. The Bible says that right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violent men take it by force. That's what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. You must understand that taking anything that belongs to you and your portion from the grip of the wicked must be taken by force. And as we begin to declare right away now, answer shall be given. The Bible says, the day I pray, the day I shout, the day I pray, the day I call upon the Lord, my enemy shall turn back. As you shout and pray today, may your enemy turn back in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I cover my life and my household with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover my life and my household with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover my life and my household with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover my life and my household with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover my life and my household with the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every covenant in my foundation assigned to bring me back to square one. Break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every covenant in my foundation assigned to bring me back to square one. Break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every covenant in my foundation assigned to bring me back to square one. Break and release me in Jesus' name we pray. Say, the gathering of the wicked against my progress in life, scatter in the name of Jesus. The gathering of the wicked against my progress in life, scatter in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray the way I'm praying for myself. You personalize it for yourself and pray it well. The gathering of the wicked against my progress in life, scatter in the name of Jesus. The gathering of the wicked against my progress in life, scatter in Jesus' name. Say, my Father, make a way for me where there is no way. In the name of Jesus, my Father, make a way for me where there is no way. In the name of Jesus, my Father, make a way for me where there is no way. In the name of Jesus, my Father, make a way for me where there is no way. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, every strong man operating at the edge of my success, in the name of Jesus, every strong man operating at the edge of my success, in the name of Jesus, every strong man operating at the edge of my success, in Jesus' name, say, powers that vow my story will not change for good. You are a joker. In the name of Jesus, powers that vow my story will not change for good. You are a joker. In the name of Jesus, powers that vow my story will not change for good. You are a joker. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, this weekend, my destiny helper shall appear in the name of Jesus. This weekend, my destiny helper shall appear in the name of Jesus. This weekend, my destiny helper shall appear in the name of Jesus. This weekend, my destiny helper shall appear in the name of Jesus. This weekend, my destiny helper shall appear in the name of Jesus. This weekend, my destiny helper shall appear in the name of Jesus. This weekend, my destiny helper shall appear in the name of Jesus. This weekend, my destiny helper shall appear in the name of Jesus. This weekend, my destiny helper shall appear in the name of Jesus. This weekend, my destiny helper shall appear in the name of Jesus. This weekend, my destiny helper shall appear in the name of Jesus. This weekend, my destiny helper shall appear in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every decree of the wicked over my star, in the name of Jesus, every decree of the wicked over my star, in the name of Jesus, every decree of the wicked over my star, in the name of Jesus, every decree of the wicked over my star, in the name of Jesus, every decree of the wicked over my star, in the name of Jesus, every decree of the wicked over my star, in the name of Jesus, every decree of the wicked over my star, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers that want my destiny to crawl, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, powers that want my destiny to crawl, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, powers that want my destiny to crawl, you are a liar. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this one louder. Say, the leaf of my destiny, you shall not wither in the name of Jesus. The leaf of my destiny, you shall not wither in the name of Jesus. The leaf of my destiny, you shall not wither. You shall not wither in Jesus' name we pray. A few days ago, we've started talking so much on taking a journey back to your foundation, taking a journey back to your roots, because it is possible through prayer to visit your foundation. It is possible through prayer to rewind what had happened in your life back to surface. It is possible through prayers to know what went wrong in your root. It is possible through prayer for you to get the secrets that have been kept hidden from you. It is possible through prayer for you to understand what your parents did when you were born. It is possible through prayer for you to understand what happened to your placenta. It is possible through prayer for you to understand what went wrong when you were in the womb. Prayers can reveal the secret. Prayer can expose the secret. The Bible says the deep and secret things belong unto the Lord. That is Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. Why? Because God is a God of light, and he can reveal every deep and secret thing. The Bible says that this secret thing can be made known to those who fear him. So you must understand that. Beloved, if you fear the Lord and you honor the Lord, secrets that you need to know will be made clear to you. You must understand something, that the secret you know will give you power higher than your meat. The secret we know will make you to laugh when others are crying. The secret you know will not allow you to be petrified or troubled when others are really troubled. Because every secret that you know is adding to the strength and your power in the realm of the spirit. I pray for somebody here that the secret you need to know about your foundation, about your name, about your birth, about the place you were born, shall be revealed to you in the name of Jesus Christ. When a foundation is the one that is troubling a destiny, there are signs that will make it clear to you. There are signs, there are indications that will make it real or open to you, or make you to understand that this is from my foundation. Number one sign, when you notice that you are hearing strange voices, whether in the day or at night, then that can be traced to the root. When you notice that you are having constant defilement in your dream, it can be traced to the root. When you notice that you have tried everything possible to marry as a single person, and here you are now 40, 50, and you have tried everything possible, it can be traced to the root. When situation proves stubborn, it is a root problem. When situation is proving so hard to prayers, is a root problem. When you notice that the hair of your head is pulling off and your head is becoming bald, it can be traced to the root. When you find out that no one in your family settle in marriage, it can be traced to the root. When you notice a pattern that is evil in your family, it can be traced to the root. Beloved, when you notice that where you ought to have been loved, you show them good, you show them love, you show them care, but they hate you with perfect hatred. And that is not the first place, that is not the second place. It can be traced to the root. It is high time for you and I to pray. When you notice strange things inside your body, strange things around you, you notice you have some strange mark in your body. Just look at your body. Look from your head to your toes. Are there strange mark? This mark are identification mark, revealing something about your life and showing that there's a relationship between your life and a particular spirit you may not know, and it can be traced to your root. It is time for us to pray. I want you to confess your sin to the Lord. Tell the Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, deliver me and show me mercy. Thank you, Father. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Tell the Lord, say, Father, I confess my sin before you. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to pray for some materials you have, whether a bottle of oil, water, or a mantle. Lord, I decree that the oil shall be mixed with the content of the power of the blood of Jesus. The water shall be mixed with the blood of Jesus. The oil and the water shall become an instrument of God's power. The anointing of Holy Ghost shall have access to that water and that oil. And the mantle shall be enveloped with fire. The mantle shall be enclosed with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and drink a little and shout this prayer. Say, evil plantation growing in my life, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus. Evil plantation growing in my life, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus. Evil plantation growing in my life, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus. Evil plantation growing in my life, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, evil plantation growing in my life, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, evil plantation growing in my life, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, evil plantation growing in my life, be uprooted by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and put it on your center head. Then you pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, every witchcraft embargo operating against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft embargo operating against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft embargo operating against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft embargo operating against my destiny, scatter in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Take the oil or water, whatever, rub it on your chest. You can put the mantle on your head now and rub it on your chest. And pray this prayer aloud. I say, internal coughing, program into my body. Get out by fire and be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Internal coughing, program to my body. Get out by fire and be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Internal coughing, program to my body. Get out by fire and be roasted by fire. Get out by fire and be roasted by fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your stomach and say this prayer loud and clear. Say, every organ of my body, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body, receive deliverance in Jesus' name, pray. I want you to take your time to pray that prayer when you are alone. Pray the prayer very well for about 20 minutes and do it for 3 days. If there are strange things in your body, if the organs of your body is not functioning or are not functioning very well, they shall begin to function very well immediately in the name of Jesus. Anoint your hand. Say, my hand, receive power to make rich. Receive power to make wealth in the name of Jesus. My hand, receive power to make wealth in the name of Jesus. My hands, receive power to make wealth in Jesus' name. Say, anything I touch, any good thing I touch with my hand shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Any good things I touch with my hand shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Any good thing I touch with my hand shall prosper in Jesus. Say, my hand, you shall not be caged in the name of Jesus. My hands, you shall not be caged in the name of Jesus. My hands, you shall not be caged. In Jesus' name we pray. Now bring out your prayer request. Lord, I pray that this request shall be answered one by one in the list. I decree manifestation of answer to those requests in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless you with the blessing of the Lord. I pray for as many people looking for the fruit of the womb. Your womb shall be opened and God will grant you the desire of your heart in the name of Jesus. Can I hear somebody saying 7 amen to that? If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, say 7 amen to that. This year, the Lord will bless you with twins. Next year, the Lord will bless you with another twins. In the name of Jesus Christ. That prayer is for somebody. Can I hear sevenfold amen? Good. Lord, I pray that those who have not married and they are facing this battle to settle down, may the mountain that is contending with them be pulled down in the name of Jesus Christ. And this year, the Lord will set you. I pray for as many people whose business are down. The Lord will lay hands on this business. There shall be a revival of this business in the name of Jesus Christ. I also pray for as many people who have been looking forward unto the Lord for one thing or the other. The Lord will minister to them in the name of Jesus Christ. If this month is your month of wedding anniversary or your birthday month, I decree blessings upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, if your month happened to be February or January and I did not pray for you, I pray for you wherever you are now, that the power of God will come upon your life. The blessing that money cannot buy will come upon you. You shall be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether you are born in January, you're born in February, you're born in March, or your wedding anniversary is January, February, March, hear me right now. I decree in the name of Jesus, with the oil of your prophet upon my head, I command you to move forward. And I decree that you will experience financial prosperity. You will experience prosperity from all angles of life in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you in Jesus' name. The Lord will bless your business. The Lord will bless your family. The Lord will keep you fresh. The Lord will bless the whole world. The Lord will bless the whole nations. The Lord will bless our nations. There shall be peace in the world Where there is battle, where there is war, the Lord will calm it down. Intervention from heaven will come in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, in case you want to share testimony with us, or you want us to pray more with you, or you have given your life to Jesus, send your information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. Just send information to the WhatsApp number. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, a ministry of fire, a ministry of power, a ministry of deliverance. I worship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. Beloved, God will bless you. God will lift you up, and God will make you great in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Don't forget, you can connect with us tomorrow to enjoy one program that we normally do in our ministry. We call it Power Mochinians. Every evil hand operating against the hand of God in your life shall be crushed, and the power of God will change their hands in the name of Jesus Christ. That program, connect it on YouTube. Go to YouTube and put the program there, Power Mochinians, Mountain of Fire. You will see it there, and you will see the program starting fresh 7 a.m. this morning. God bless you as you get connected to us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.